another episode of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here. I'm Square. There's BB Shea. He's Round.
What's up?
You're going to be proud of me.
Am I?
You are. I don't know if you know. Next week when we do this,
yes,
we'll drop our big Oscar episode.
That's correct? Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You've seen all 10 movies.
I've seen them all. And last time we spoke, you had seen three?
Three. But what did I pledge to you?
You said you were going to watch them all.
I vowed I would watch
them
all.
And I did not believe you.
And you said, no chance. And of course, what was I thinking in my head? He's right.
Yeah, no way.
I will not. I will not see those, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're a busy guy.
I had, 8 days before the Oscars or whatever. Yeah. Well, Friday, I saw, American Fiction.
Okay.
Saturday, I saw Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Wow.
And Sunday, I saw Zone of Interest. Now, for the most part, these are movies no one will see.
Exactly.
Except for Barbie and Oppenheimer. Yeah. And but I'm vowing to you. So I only have three left.
So did you stream all of these?
Yep.
Or did you have to pay for any of them?
I did have to pay for almost all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those were, American Fiction, mm-hmm, and Zone of Interest. I don't think those were streaming anywhere for free.
They're streaming, but not free. Very few of these are free. But I justified it. My wife sort of took this she's wanting to watch them also.
Yeah.
And so, Zone of Interest cost me $15.99, but if we go to the theater to see it, it's $20.
It's
like, all right, we're saving money. Uh-huh. But we had to buy it. Some of these you
couldn't
even
rent it. Oh, mm-hmm. So you had to buy it.
In two cases, I think it was, I forget which two, but I think it was Zone of Interest and American Fiction. You could not rent it. You had to buy it.
Wow.
I know. I know. Now, Oppenheimer, I rented.
Okay.
I could rent that. Couldn't watch that one for free either. Barbie was on HBO Max.
Oppenheimer's not streaming anywhere.
Maybe on Peacock, but we don't have Peacock.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's on Peacock, but so I had to buy it for $5.99. But again, if we go to see it in the theater,
it's going to cost as much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Barbie, I have to say.
It's a fun movie.
I tried to go in. I watched it because of you. I'm not going to like anything he likes. No way. But I enjoyed that movie.
It turned out to be fun. Is that the best one that you saw this weekend?
No. My favorite this weekend was American Fiction, without question. Love, loved it. Nobody's going to see it?
No.
The plot of it, and of course we'll cover this on our Oscar special next week, but the plot of it is a guy who's a really good writer, this.
Yeah.
Sold a few books and had was a professor in college, but mostly people were ignoring his books, and he's black.
Yeah.
And somebody writes a book that is called, Wheeze Be in the Ghetto?
Yes,
in the Ghetto.
And this guy is what we would call, he's like a literary hardo.
Yeah.
He's like, I believe in real literature.
Yeah. And, I loved it because then he writes a book as a joke that's like, playing to everything you would think of a stereotypical black novelist who's like trying to live hard in the ghetto, but he's not any of that.
Yeah.
And he does the novel and it takes off and becomes this huge number one bestseller. And he can't even admit he wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he did it under a pseudonym.
He has to be a completely different person.
I love it. It left me guessing at the end. And I really, really liked it a lot.
Yeah, the end was kind of interesting, the way it kind of played out.
Yeah. But I looked at it and I thought, I enjoy that ending. I thought they did a nice
job. And I know we're
going
to get into it more. And I really want to have this conversation with you about Zone of Interest.
Yes, Zone of Interest.
What were your thoughts, without getting too deep into it, did you enjoy it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I didn't like.
Okay, I got you.
I didn't like that because a lot of it I understand. I mean, some of this I get. Zone of Interest is about Nazi Germany in the World War II, and a Nazi is like living in a little house with his family, and they have a beautiful yard and neighborhood. Right next door is the concentration camp.
Of course,
which I get that. That's a great concept to me, and I think it's probably true.
Yeah,
that this really happened. But the way they told, I just was bored to tears.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that idea is supposed to carry the entire movie without really anything happening. You know what I mean?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it carried 15 minutes.
Of course.
Wow. But then after a while, I'm just like, okay, enough of this.
It had some pretty poignant moments. You really makes you sit there and think.
Yeah, of course.
But that was about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Again, Oppenheimer I really enjoyed, most people. One thing I took away from Oppenheimer that I don't know many people talk about is there's a scene where the war, you know, this is about dropping the bomb on Japan in 1945. And there's a scene where the Secretary of War says, well, we've got 12 Japanese cities here that we can drop the bomb on. And I'm taking Kyoto off the list because it's a beautiful little place. And my wife and I have vacationed there, honeymooned there. So we're not going to do that one. And I thought, if that's true, boy, you're really playing God there, aren't
Isn't
you?
Isn't that mean, funny?
I mean, you know.
Well, not funny, but isn't that interesting? I mean,
he decides which people, which families are going to be destroyed, whether it be Tokyo or Kyoto or Nagasaki or, you know, Hiroshima, which those two were.
Now it's clear that I'm not a historian by any stretch, but the scene with Gary Oldman where he played the president.
Yes, Harry Truman.
That was the best scene of the entire movie.
You thought
so? That was so funny to me. he basically called in Oppenheimer. He's like, quit being a bitch.
But, yeah.
And suck it up.
You think he really said that?
I would not be surprised.
Because Oppenheimer.
Not be surprised.
So Truman, Oppenheimer develops the bomb. Truman, of course, drops the bomb, says to do it. And so he calls Oppenheimer to the Oval Office to basically congratulate him. Like, hey, we got this done. And Oppenheimer's like, oh, my God, it's such a weight on my mind because we've killed all these people. And Truman's like, yeah, but we ended the war. And when he got up, he's like, don't that little crybaby bitch. He's never going back in my office.
He's like, I dropped the bomb,
dude. He's like, nobody cares who made the bomb. I dropped the bomb and get out of my office. And you're a crybaby little sniveling worm.
That was so funny to me. I loved it. I loved it.
I don't know that that really happened.
I hope it did. A little part of me wishes that it did.
You hope it did.
Just because.
I don't think a president would say that. He might have said it after the fact.
I think he might have.
You do.
I think he might have. What three do you have left to do? Maestro?
Yeah. That's available on Netflix, I believe. I'm going to try to watch that this week.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
I'm going to have to take that in a two-parter because it's 3.5 hours.
You got a big week to
go. And Poor Things.
And Poor. Wow, you have a big week to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made a good dent, but you've got some.
I did. I had seven to go. I took out four. Yeah. And I've got a whole week. I'm going to try to do Maestro like today and tomorrow, or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one by like Thursday, and then over the weekend, the Killers of the Flower Moon would be last.
Yeah. No, Maestro is easy to get through. Poor Things is a little lengthy, but Killers of the Flower Moon is.
Oh, God.
That's the one. That's
Those
the heavy
long
hitter.
Movies, man. I mean, Oppenheimer, I really liked.
Yeah.
It was 3 hours. I think they could have done it in 2.5.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
you're
it's like, come on. Enough. Yeah. But sometimes, of course, I'm on my couch. But I feel my mind wandering during those.
I know. I'm in the same. It is so tempting to pick up your phone and start doing stuff. So.
Exactly. So it's like, my gosh, you know, because that movie is so wordy and thick. I mean, it's just a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Now, I thought the lead, that Cillian Murphy, was incredible.
He was great. Yes.
He was.
Robert Downey Jr. was amazing.
Really good. Really good.
The whole cast really did well.
Well done. And at first, I thought it really moved fast because it was quick paced. And I liked Oppenheimer. And I like the scenes with Einstein. I love the ending.
Yes.
It was a very good movie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this about movies.
Uh-huh.
I read some list about, and you're not going to like this, but the movie prop, if you could have the original prop of a movie. Number one, you'll never get into because you told me you don't like this movie.
Yeah.
But the Star Wars lightsaber, like the original lightsaber held by Han Solo Luke Skywalker. Or even Darth Vader would be something really cool. What prop would you like from a movie? Here are some more that people loved. The DeLorean from Back to the Future. One of the wands from Harry Potter. The blue or red pill from The Matrix.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. The volleyball Wilson.
Is that still out there, do you think? It's got to be,
Probably. It's probably in some
museum somewhere, maybe. I bet Tom Hanks has it.
You might. I bet they went through several, don't you think?
Or Robert Zemeckis, whoever directed that. One thing that I really want, I've thought about this, is the everlasting gobstopper from the original Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, that's up there. The golden ticket.
I want the everlasting gobstopper. That's what I want.
I don't know that reference. I have never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
You never saw the Gene Wilder, the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Never seen any of it.
Okay.
No, never seen one iteration of that movie.
Okay.
My kids have seen it.
Uh-huh.
Do you like it? Obviously.
The original's amazing.
Yeah.
The newest one that just came out, I haven't seen it, so I can't speak on it. I just know that it sucks. But the one that Johnny Depp did was okay.
Right.
But the original was so good.
Would you like the leg lamp from A Christmas Story?
See, that's just
you don't like that movie, though.
Yeah, that's just been so done. I know somebody who has one.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah,
but of course, it's a knockoff. It is the original. McLovin's Driver License from Superbad.
That's another one that you can buy. You can buy that online. Yeah, that's funny.
But these are the originals.
Yeah, the original will be cool.
The flying bike from E.T.
Maybe.
Well, here, The Great Bambino's Baseball from
that would
Sandlot.
Be, yes, that would be great.
I love that movie. The Mask, the Hannibal's Mask from Silence of the Lambs.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
What about like the Ark? What's he get in the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Oh, the Covenant of the Ark?
Yeah,
or whatever
the Covenant of the Ark. That would be pretty fun
to
have.
The idol, whatever it is. That's cool. Yeah,
that would be cool.
How about his whip or his hat?
That would be
Raiders
cool.
Raiders of the Lost
Ark.
Those are good for those things. Well, of course, I like Shawshank Redemption, but I'm not sure of the Bible from Shawshank Redemption.
Maybe, or like one of the jumpsuits or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Those are my movies. Fugitive, I love, but there's not much to it. His prison uniform or something like that. Those are all good. Yeah. But I know what a movie person you are, so I knew you would like those. I knew that you'd like those a lot. So, you're proud of me for doing
that. I am. You got four knocked out, man. I know.
I
had a busy weekend myself.
Well, what did you do?
My grandmother's getting kicked out of her assisted living facility.
Why?
Because she's a menace, dude. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, she's so much of an issue to them that, like, they're kicking her out.
Really?
Yes.
So where's she going to go?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
How long do you have?
They're giving us like 30 days to find a new place for her.
We have a friend who's not 30 days. I'm sitting
here. Is he in the same boat?
He's in the same boat. She should move in with him.
Hey,
or they should.
You got an extra room?
You should split a place. He's just sitting back there. You should split a place.
Yeah,
well, does she have like a dementia?
She's getting into it. She's like kind of going slowly. Yeah. She's like 84. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. She was married to my grandpa for like 57 years.
Yeah.
He died 10 years ago. She lived on her own for a bit. Then we put her in an assisted living facility.
Yeah.
That was her first time being single around a bunch of other single guys. So she was going through her hoe phase.
Did she really?
At an assisted living facility.
You know, older people do that.
That's wild. And like my entire life, she had never ever talked about like sex, relationships, or anything like that. Then she gets there. And she's like in college for the first time.
Wow.
That's all she talks about is the dudes that she's messing around with in this assisted living facility.
That is so gross.
It is gross. Tell
that
me about
terrible?
It. You know, and I'm trying to like listen to her and be like, yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Those old people are really doing that.
They're really doing it, dude.
Well, they get chlamydia and stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's happened to her.
My God.
Not that I've heard of, so.
You know, my mother-in-law was in an assisted living facility.
Yeah.
And she had some dementia issues. By the end, quite a few. And at one point, we got a call. She was wandering. She had left the property. And we found her like a mile or two away. Like, we're just walking down a busy road.
Yeah.
And so we were like, why did you? She said, I'm going to go for a walk. I mean, she had been in for like a year and she thought she could. And they were like, okay. And she did. And they're like, well, we can't stop her. If she wants to go,
she can go.
And I was like, you can't stop her. What are you talking about? But they could.
Well, that's the type of place that she's in where, like, people come and go.
It's voluntary.
There are people of sound mind in there who drive and do that stuff.
Man.
And that's what we're afraid of is she's going to get out there one day and, like, not come back.
Yeah, right.
So,
scary.
The place was like,
You know what I'm thinking? My father was in an assisted living place, my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And so often, like, especially with my father, now, he had terrible dementia by the end. And for several times there, for every other day, they were like, well, we need you, he's really agitated. We need you to talk to him. And it's like, well, but he's there so you can deal
with
it.
That's kind of your situation, right?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to be a bad son, but I was 40 miles away.
Yeah.
And I'd go see him once a week and spend an hour with him. But then, he would have these problems. He would be like, I want to go home, obviously.
Yeah.
And they would say, you need to deal with him. And I was like, well, you deal with
him. That's what I'm paying you to do, right?
I mean, you think, but God, what a terrible place to work or be.
So, your father, my grandmother's issue is that her dementia is like arrogant.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She'll say something that's not true, and then we'll correct her, and then she'll be like, you're stupid for thinking that.
Oh, no.
Which is so annoying to me.
Well, my father, to me and to my sister and everybody he knew, he was great. He would just say the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And you could say, whatever you said. And my father, this was really bad. And we had to put him into a facility after a while because he would go out and buy, 2-liter Cokes.
Yeah.
Every day, multiple times a day. He was driving. Now,
yeah.
He would drive. But only he'd go to a curb market and buy them. And it was like, you were a little convenience store. And it would be like, I found when we wound up like cleaning out the house after we moved him into the facility, 100 bottles of Coke,
Really?
Or it wasn't even good soda. It was like Stars and Stripes soda. And he did that and like pickles, like jars of pickles. And we found 100 jars of pickles. And I thought, do you think it's right for the convenience store? I mean, he's just coming in there buying
exactly,
them.
Yeah. Like, clearly this guy drinks an entire 2 liter of soda a day.
I mean, but it's not their job, I guess, to police that.
They're making money.
But I mean, I would tell him, like, don't buy any more drinks, but of course he would forget.
Of course.
But he was really nice. He would just say the same thing over and over again until he got to the facility, and then he was like, well, I'm leaving. I'm going home. And they'd try to stop him, and then they'd call me, and I'd be like, well, that's why he's there.
That's my grandmother's thing now. She hasn't driven in, like, 4 years, so she'll call my mom and be like, where's my car? Like, you don't have a car. She goes, I do have a car. What are you talking about? And then that just turns into a whole deal.
It's an awful... Now, I want to live to be 110. You know that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I don't want to ever be in that shape. I don't... You know, that is really hard. And I'll tell you something else. People, this without fail, my parents said it when my grandmother, this was years ago, went into a nursing home. They said, listen, if I ever get in that shape, just shoot me or slip me something.
Yeah.
Well, ha, 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 you can't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Then now... My father, a few years ago, goes in there. My sister says to me, if I ever get in that shape, just shoot me. I can't do it. You know, it's an awful aging, and especially if dementia is an awful, awful thing.
Is that something you can, like, write out when you are in sound mind to, like, hey, listen, if I get to the point where I'm in a vegetative state or whatever, like, you can... Pull the plug or kill me.
You can if you're in a coma or something, you can do that. No life-saving measures.
Yeah.
Like, pull the plug and that's it. But I don't think you can. Like, my father, his quality of life was so bad because he had no cognitive ability there for the last few years.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, but you can't. You know, you can't do anything. I mean, he's still walking around and breathing and eating lunch.
But, like,
stuff.
If you're in a coma or, like, in a, you can't move. Well, only thing you have is, like, brain function.
Then you can.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
I mean,
you
give somebody power of attorney to do that. But otherwise, you can't do it. I mean, it's just a terrible existence. It's a terrible existence, unfortunately.
And you don't want anybody to go through that.
No, and you're a burden on, you would never want to be, but you're a burden on everybody, your kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's unfortunate, but you just are. Now, my children better take care of me. My children. I mean, I've done so much for them. Yeah. My God, they better remember that.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, you're eating so well. You know, you're getting it taken care of now. You know,
I would hope.
You're exercising.
Wouldn't you think?
See, you're not enjoying life right now.
No.
So that when you're 110, you can enjoy life.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, life's going to suck now, and it's going to suck then.
That's my thing. I want to pay for it now.
Yeah.
I want to get the suck out of the way so I can enjoy later.
Exactly.
But they better take care of me. Yes, nursing home, retirement home. And they've gotten a lot better. My grandmother went in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it was just laying in a bed, basically.
That's
was terrible.
Oh my God.
Now it's a lot better. I mean,
You
know, if you have your cognitive, if you're with it, they're not bad at all. You have your own little apartment. There's a bunch of other older people there. Mm-hmm. Like, your grandma was holding it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she was going from room to room.
She was living her best life. Yeah, it was crazy.
Going from room to room, just like,
And that's another terrible thing that happens is, like, she's been wanting to die for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she'll call us and be like, I just want to die. And you have to be like, oh, yeah, I know, I get it.
Jeez.
You know,
that's another thing.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You have to try to relate to them and stuff.
It's awful. It really is. I mean, my mother never wanted to be. She wasn't. She never got to that. Her body failed her.
Yeah.
You know, it's a terrible. It's an awful thing.
Yeah, not to be a bummer, but I'm dealing with that now.
Man,
my
parents are dealing with that now.
Yeah, so
what am I dealing with? I've got to watch 3 movies. If I don't watch these 3 movies,
I'd much rather be dealing with that.
Maybe Shay will be mad at me if I don't watch these. Yeah, no kidding. These 3 movies, I've got to see these.
Oh, I saw a picture of you and I mashed up or something like that.
Oh, you see that? My son did that.
Did he do that? I didn't know if that was somebody else.
It's not really the two of us matched up, mashed up, but what he's got, people made that observation.
Yeah.
He's got have you seen it? Yeah, you see the picture?
I saw the picture.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Is it like a picture that you could take of yourself and make you fatter or something like
that? Yeah, it's called, I believe the app is called Face App, and you take any picture and you can add weight to it. And hair or whatever, and people say it's like you and me mashed
together.
You look
like you manage a video store.
Don't I?
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it, like, this is a picture of me, you know, and he just took it, and this is a recent picture.
Yeah.
And he just took it and added a bunch of weight to it and everything. You know what I thought to myself? If I wanted to now, he's got a picture of me, I'm probably 75 pounds heavier there than I actually am.
Yeah.
I could use that for a before and after photo.
There you go.
You know?
Yes.
But I'm saying it's so easy. Like, what's real and what's not? If you've got some weight loss drug or something, you say, here's me before.
Look what
here's
I used
me.
To look like.
I know. You could, I mean, it's so easy. That's, talk about a deep fake or a.
That's so funny.
Or a, what do you call it? Artificial intelligence.
That's
all that is. You can just, anything can be fake like that. It's crazy, isn't it? How you can do that. I read this too. You and I are in a meeting every week on the same day. What do you think? Here's the number. 27 minutes is how long people generally last in a meeting before they start to glaze over and not pay attention.
That sounds about right.
I think that's about right.
That's about right.
I think it's no mistake that our podcasts are roughly 27 to 32 minutes long.
It's the perfect amount
of time.
That's
what we do.
Yes.
Because after 27 minutes, you're slumped.
Exactly.
As my son would say,
yes,
I'm slumped.
And that meeting up there, I've been in it when it's 10 minutes. I've been in it when it's an hour and a half.
I know.
And
it's about the 27-minute mark.
Yes.
I think you start to fade away and fade down.
And typically when it goes longer, it's your fault. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a challenge on something. Because
there was one a couple years ago and another one were arguing for about 40 minutes.
About it.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember. But I tried to stop it. He kept on going.
That's true.
Let's face that fact, too. Yeah. Sometimes, usually in meetings, I'll just let it go by and be like, okay, fine. But sometimes
when
I'll
there's
say,
true injustice being
once
done.
Once in a while,
you've got to say something.
Once in a while, I'll say something. They call me the two-hump grump in there.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
If something's being said that I don't like, I'll fight back and say, "Wait a minute, it's not that." And then it usually turns into an argument because there are other people with strong opinions in there too.
Yeah, but they kind of just let stuff go.
It's pointless.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you know, recently actually, the older I get, the more I tend to. For instance, with elections. Okay,
yeah.
We got an election today. You know, it's happening. Like, as this podcast is dropping.
I didn't know
that. No. You didn't know that.
No, it's Super Tuesday today. Oh,
today
is Super Tuesday?
Well, yes, as it drops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're recording this on Monday, but yes, it's Super Tuesday. So, I generally, as I get older, just say, as I've told you, I think every politician is weak and worthless. But for the most part, so I'm just like, okay, they're not going to help me. All they want to do is keep their job.
Yeah.
So I just look the other way and try to get through my day, you know, try to get through from year to year, do the best I can for my family. But really, you should pay attention to stuff and fight for what's right.
You should. Yes, you do.
It takes a lot of energy.
It does,
man. I think most people are of the mind now. It's just like, God, just get me to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And let me raise my kids.
That's exactly. Yes.
But really, I guess I should have more respect for the people that are out there are fighting for what they believe in, you know, because
I have a buddy who kind of works in the political sphere and he's gearing up for potential riots happening after this election.
It's possible.
So
if Trump loses and says it's unjust, there could be riots.
Yeah.
And if Trump wins, there could be riots.
Yeah.
It could be a difficult time. But here we are.
I think we should just go into a default non-presidential state for like a year and then let some other people build up some. I think we should just cut it right now.
Might be really attackable, though, in that year, because if nobody's in charge, you know, somebody's got to be in charge.
Well, who's really in charge?
Probably, the cabinet.
Is the president really in charge, or is he just the
current
face?
One? I don't know.
Who's really pulling the strings, man?
He's dating your grandmother.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't he right down the hall from your grandmother?
That's right. I thought I saw Air Force One parked out in front of there recently.
That was the president. The light note to me this week, I loved you said, what's our top five going to be this week? I said, top five fiscal cities in America.
Yes,
you said, God, that's awful. That's awful. You're right. We're not doing that.
No.
Top five. Now, I love this. Because actually, I've discussed this before. Your favorite Little Debbie snack cakes. I looked at all of
now,
these.
Now, I know you're in a weird position with food
Well, but I do
these
now,
days.
I grew up on Little Debbie snack cakes.
Good.
My father, my mother used to buy these all the time. All different ones.
Yeah.
Little Debbie. And I have commented on these before and gotten a lot of comment on them. What is your favorite? What are your five favorite? What's number five?
Five for me is the fudge round.
Outstanding.
I love the fudge round. See, I'm a big chocolate guy,
yeah.
So you're going to find a lot of chocolate on my list.
Yes.
And the fudge round, I think, is just it's succulent.
But the fudge round is, now what is it exactly?
So it's like the chocolate
cake,
and then it's got a chocolate filling inside.
Yes.
And it's got the swiggly chocolate on the top of it as well.
I know it.
Yeah.
But Little Debbie snack cakes are not healthy.
No, they're not. They're not supposed to be. Because you're supposed to enjoy things in life, Chris.
Mm.
You know, you're supposed to have some fun every now and again with food. It doesn't all have to be serious, nasty stuff.
Do you know about when I went into the Moe's restaurant this weekend and had salad with me at Moe's? My friend the Diesel and I played in a pickleball tournament. And on the way back, he had to stop for dinner, and I had taken a salad in a cooler, as always.
Yeah.
And so we wound up eating at Moe's, and so I walked in, and I bought his because he drove, so we went through the line, and I bought everything for him, and they were like, what do you want? And I said, nothing. I have my bag.
You're like a little kid.
With a cooler. Well, they thought it was a strange object.
Yeah.
I left it in the booth, and they were like, bomb.
Is that a bomb?
You know. It's a real issue. It's really bad.
You're like a little kid who has to get McDonald's at a fancy restaurant because you don't want anything on the menu.
I took out I opened my bag cooler and I had my salad and my chicken. I made it right there at the table. And you talk about drawing some eyeballs
on you.
Stupid.
Oh,
I know.
God, okay.
I like devil squares. You know those?
The devil squares.
Similar.
Yeah, familiar with the devil square.
Cake with, but I like the vanilla icing in
okay,
the middle.
Okay, I got you.
That's number five. What's your number four?
Number four for me is the honey bun.
They are good.
You know,
I'm not a big honey bun person.
Okay.
That's the worst item you can eat from Little Debbie, I'm convinced. It's a terrible, oh my God, those Cinnabon things, not a Little Debbie, but they're about as bad as it gets.
Now, I love the honey bun, and the iced honey bun is just as good, but I think for me, I just want the OG honey bun. It's just, oh man.
Do you know about when I cheated when I was in the 10th grade? This guy, he offered me, his name was Jonathan Rowland, and we had a history test.
Yeah.
And I knew it pretty well. And I was sitting in the desk in fifth period, and he sat in the same desk in sixth period, same class, but you know, I was out and he was coming in. So he said, I'll offer you $5 and a honey bun from the vending machine if you write all the answers on the desk so that he would be sitting there looking at them as when he came in.
You soiled your reputation for a Little Debbie snack
terrible?
Cake.
Isn't that terrible? $5 and a Little Debbie snack cake.
I've done the same thing.
I did write them down.
I feel you. Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have had the temerity to stand up and say, this is wrong and I will not do it. But I just.
Well, see, that was the thing. It's like for the $5, you were probably like, nah.
I know.
But then he goes, and a honey bun. Yeah. You know what you got
to
do.
And he
dude.
Gave it to me, too. Yeah. And I said, we'll mess up a few of these, you know.
Did you get caught?
No. And I wrote it in pencil. Like, you know, I wrote all the answers in order. Boy, that was scary, though, because it's like, what if the teacher sees that?
Exactly.
He knows, and we both get zeros.
Because he has to come right in and cover it up, you know what I mean?
We both. And, you know, we passed each other on the way in and out of the class in the hallway. And
did he, like, high-five you the money? And then
Isn't that terrible?
I don't know.
Number four, I put a zebra cake.
Love a zebra cake. That
too.
Did not make my list. That was one of my honorable mentions.
Really?
Yes. I love a zebra cake, though.
See, I like more vanilla, and it's a vanilla-y with the chocolate swirl on top. That's a great
Have you ever had like
treat.
A, did you try any of the, who am I asking?
Yeah.
You know, they made ice creams based on all these Little Debbie cakes.
Oh, yeah,
cakes.
I didn't try those. Yeah. Were they good?
Yes. The zebra cake was great.
Was it good?
And
all
the other ones were really good, yeah.
I bet they are. And, you know, Little Debbie's a thing. I don't think that's a nationwide thing. I think that's only I think that's Southeast.
I think it's a nationwide thing, yeah.
Maybe it is.
Maybe I could be wrong. I don't
know. She's a Little Debbie. What did she'd have diabetes by now, for sure.
Of course,
she was a real.
She ain't so little no more. No.
What's your number three?
Number three for me is the devil cream.
Very good.
I know you said the devil cake.
Great product.
For me, the oblong with the icing in the middle.
That is good.
And now it gets you a little choked up because it's a little dry.
It's
good,
though.
If you eat two back-to-back, you got to chase it with some water.
But
it's totally worth it.
What about... My number three, have you had these? The Star Crunch. Do you know the Star Crunch?
I do know the Star Crunch. I love the Star Crunch. I ate so many as a kid that I don't like them anymore.
Really?
Yes.
I think they're excellent.
If you'd have asked me when
them.
I was seven, it probably would have been on my list. But
to me, it's like a standalone in the Little Debbie world because it's not a cake. It's it's like a crackle or a what do you call them? Mr. Good Bar, but what's the one? Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
Or 100 grand.
It's sort of like 100
it's
grand.
It's like 100 grand.
Yeah.
That's what it, because it's got caramel in it.
Yes.
It's like a large 100 grand.
I need to revisit the Star Crunch. I haven't had one in a long time.
The chocolate is not as good as the 100 grand.
Yeah.
But it's a good, I love that texture. I love that
the crispy,
crunchy.
That's a good one.
Very, very good. I like it very much. What's number two?
My number two may be a little controversial. I put the Cosmic Brownie.
I don't know the Cosmic Brownie.
Cosmic Brownie, it's just a square. It's a brownie, and it's got colored candies on top of it.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's just a brownie.
No,
but
I don't know
but
that.
It's good.
It's good?
And it tastes artificial, but it's a good artificial.
I don't mind artificial
You know what I mean?
Things.
It's just a good, I love a brownie.
I think that's the reason I like Miss Debbie.
Yeah.
Because it's
too serious.
Exactly. Well, number two for me is classic, the oatmeal cookie. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean... You know what I do is I eat around all the edges, then you have all that cream fill in the middle.
Yes.
Oh, so, in fact, my son, who's home from school for spring break, just bought a bunch of, he's like, time for me to go to the store. He bought the oatmeal cookies.
Oh, boy,
Now, I don't have them, but he loves them.
So, my number one's the oatmeal cream pie.
I figured.
But have you ever, of course not, have you had the double-decker oatmeal cream pie?
No, I have not.
I just saw this at the store recently,
yeah.
And it's 500 calories for one for cookie. One cookie is 500, but it's cookie cream, cookie cream, cookie.
And oh, it's my God.
And it's like that big.
Like the Big Mac.
Yeah, and it's like greasy and it's dense. That's what I like about it.
The oatmeal cream cookie, to me, the greasiness of it is what makes it so good.
What's so
good
about it.
And the stick in your mouth, you know?
Yes,
that's good. You shouldn't have too many of those, though.
I've had it once. Yeah. I just had to try it.
Well, I'm surprised this is not on your list. My number one is the Swiss cake roll.
Yeah, the Swiss cake roll didn't make my list. I love it.
Do you know what I like about it? It's its versatility. You're right. You can, I used to, when I was a kid, like peel off that waxy chocolatey layer and eat that separately.
Yeah.
And then at some points I've unrolled it and eaten it that way. And then now I just take the whole thing, you know, in stride.
So my Swiss roll is kind of like my Star Crunch.
Yeah.
I ate it so much.
We had oatmeal cookies and Swiss rolls the entire
time. I would get home from school, I would go in my room, and I would eat them, and then I would just tuck the plastic and the wax in between the crevices of my chair.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of my afternoon, and I ate too much of them.
Little Miss Debbie, there's a lot of it doesn't seem natural at all, does it?
No,
It's very, like, it leaves a film, like a residue, and it's plasticky tasting.
Yes.
It is.
But it's so damn good.
And those Swiss rolls, man, I love the cream in those Swiss rolls.
Yes.
And in the oatmeal. Is it the same cream in the oatmeal cookie and the Swiss roll?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm not sure about that.
But. Honorable mention, too, the Christmas tree cakes around Christmas time.
Very good.
Always got to get some of those when Christmas comes around.
My mother used to buy those at Christmas. Those were really good.
I had a dip that was based on that. Mm. Like you take like a graham cracker and like you dip it in. It tastes just like it. So good.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen that recipe. I should make that.
I think all you got to do is just crunch them up and then throw some cream cheese
in there. Is it cream cheese and sugar? And that's exactly right. I've seen that recipe. Horrible for you.
And of course, they
horrible.
All are.
That's awful.
The thing, you know.
All right. We're 5 minutes past the point that everybody glazed over.
Sorry about that.
But for the Little Miss Debbie.
Well, hopefully the Little Debbie thing kept you intrigued. Yeah.
I'll bring you my top five cities based on geography and fiscal reports 2024.
Sounds
Next
good
week
to me.
Will be
yeah.
the top five.
Yeah.
So who are you voting for today for Super Tuesday?
You know, I didn't even know it was an election day today, honest to God. So.
It's good that you pay attention.
I didn't even know elections were on Tuesday.
You didn't know elections were on Tuesday?
No, I didn't. No.
Have you seen all the Republicans candidate running on the TV?
No.
You haven't seen these commercials?
No, I couldn't name one. I couldn't name one.
You know, the whole thing, they're all Republicans, and they all say, Trump loves me, and the other guy, you know, Trump doesn't love
me.
And they all literally say the same thing. It's like battling to go and hang on Trump for a while. You know, it really is.
And I think that's got people nervous. I think the fact that you have to get his endorsement has got people nervous. He's not even the president.
No, I don't believe Trump can win the presidency, but I'm at odds. I think he's got a 43% that will never leave him, but no more than that.
I think he will win.
You think he will win the presidency?
I do think he will win, yes.
I do not believe he will win.
It doesn't matter to me who wins, but I feel like he's going to win.
I feel like Biden will beat him.
Okay.
We shall see. Well, we'll do our political commentary
as we get closer
to November.
Yeah, November comes, we'll get all into that.
Did you know that elections were held in November? Do you know this?
No.
No. I'll remind you.
In October, we'll start doing that. Yeah.
That's the Square in the Round. Another fantastic edition of the Square in the Round. Listen wherever you get your podcast, and we'll see you next week.